Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent, and your host. Today I have Kim Jackson, our Technology Director for Haywood County Schools. Hey, Kim.
Hi.
It's 2021.
That's crazy.
We were just talking about if we would have been sitting here this time last year in 2020 prior to COVID, just how our lives were so different. And what our jobs are so different. All the phone still ringing has not changed. But, Kim, I mean, your world's been turned upside down.
It really has.
Along with everyone else's. But the job that you had done prior to COVID in your department really helped Haywood County Schools. I know when we went out in March, just had no idea schools were going to close that weekend. And on Monday, we started distributing Chromebooks to our students. And really, by that following week, our kids had devices in their hands. Now, we had a lot of other hurdles, but I'm still proud of that. I'm proud of your people for getting us ahead of that and making sure we had devices to move in that direction really quickly. And it's not just that easy as giving a device. These devices have to be imaged so kids can use them at home. All that work had been done before COVID. So thank you for that again. But I think the focus of our podcast today is just going to be kind of where we are this year. You know, March to June of last year, we were doing the best we could and are proud of the work we did. But when we moved into August, we had to submit a remote learning plan to the state for approval this summer that we worked really, really hard on. And there were several pieces that came out of that that we realized we needed to work on for this school year. And a couple of those were communication. We had teachers and administrators and central office and technology. We were communicating with parents on a lot of different platforms, and that was very confusing. If your child had one teacher, they might be sending a Dojo message as one way to message, or some people were using Remind, some people were using just different apps, and so that was very confusing to parents, and we knew we needed to work on that. Same thing with where your work is turned in. Where does a kid find their work? There were a lot of different ways teachers were doing that. And we're glad in March they were able to pick up and do the best they could. But again, this year's been totally different. So let's start out with the big focus, Google Classroom. What kind of were teachers doing prior, and how did we make that move to everyone just using Google Classroom across our district?
So teachers were using a multitude of platforms prior to this year, but one thing that was really a priority for us, you know, as an administration staff and as a curriculum and instruction staff, was to consolidate those platforms so that it would make it easier for our students to be able to communicate, as well as our parents and families, just knowing that some of those kids would be remote for the entire year. So we trained all teachers in August on Google Classroom, all 3rd through 12th grade teachers, and we trained all K-2 teachers on Seesaw, which is a platform that's a lot friendlier to our younger students. So as we started the year, we had an expectation that all teachers would use those two platforms. Not only to make it a little bit easier for our students, but also, you know, to provide a communication tool to our families.
And that helped us, you know, strengthen our professional development this summer, so we knew exactly how focused to be. And they spent those first 2 days doing those trainings. And I've heard a lot of good feedback. Have you heard this too from
Yes.
the community? That thank you. I know Google Classroom's not perfect. I'm a parent too out there. But at least you're not getting different platforms from different teachers and having to navigate that. So
yeah, and being, you know, having the Google Suite as our main, you know, productivity suite in the district, our students are very familiar with using Gmail and using Google Drive, and so that gives us a platform where they can use those tools, they can create, they can do research, they can investigate, all of those things they can do within that platform, and it's all built in together. Plus, it gives us the opportunity to use YouTube when we need to for instructional videos, you know, and other resources like that.
Yeah, and I think that has been, thank you for your patience, listeners out there, if you have parents or you're a grandparent, and just making that transition, but that's really helped this year. We also had different ways of communicating. Our teachers, we asked them to use Remind, and our district purchased a district-wide license for that. You want to explain that to the listeners about Remind and how we use that?
Well, Remind allows us to communicate with both students and teachers and families using text messaging or email. So that has increased the communication that we've been able to provide. For years, we've used rapid alert notifications for, for big items that we need to send out to schools, like school closings or, you know, even basketball games and those fundraisers and those types of things. But I think Remind has given teachers the opportunity to communicate directly with families in their classroom.
And those are also archived, and it's a very safe way to communicate from teacher to student and staff. So we have felt good about that system too. And again, just for our stakeholders not to have to navigate several platforms, just right. One of the things we learned over time. So those are big pieces. They seem like kind of small at this point, but that was a lot to get there, wasn't it?
Yes, yes.
So I guess I didn't ask you this beforehand, but so if we're sitting here a year ago, what would you tell yourself? What's the big thing you've learned
about this? Well, just like everyone, we're just so proud of everyone's resiliency. We've overcome a lot in the last year, whether you're a student or a parent mm-hmm. or a teacher, and we've gotten through that together. So that's just been an amazing part of it. There's no way we could have prepared for this a year ago, but I'm so proud of the work that our team has done, that our teachers have done, and that our families have done just to support each other through this process.
And I would agree with that too. I mean, we still have a rural community, and we've had to get, with your help and writing grants and getting hotspots, and those are devices that help our students who can't get internet or don't have internet. That they are able to get internet doesn't help them if they can't access internet, which is still a problem, but we've gotten resources and tried to just accommodate every student that we can as much as possible during this. So yeah, I would just say in life you never know what the next turn's gonna bring, and I was applauding our principals last week just saying the school improvement plans that you had prior to this, they were really strong plans. You had done a lot of things in place that helped us through COVID, having good technology plans prior to that, having good social emotional plans in place prior, and supports for our students. And it did change, but I am proud of that, the power of that. But thank you for everything your department has done and helping us bridge these communication gaps. Because I know we have had some tough times, but we've learned a lot.
We have.
We've learned more than it's been tough.
We have. So we'll look back on this, with gratitude that we were able to, get through this and build a community that's stronger than it was before.
I feel the same way. But thank you, and thank you to your staff and to all our listeners out there. Thank you for your patience, and as we've tried to navigate this as best we can for our students. We love our kids, and I agree that Haywood County will be stronger. So thank you, Ms. Jackson, our technology director. Have a great day, Haywood County.